I hear an amen from you. And give your neighbor an elbow as you take your seats. God bless you. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Last week, wow, I shared with you the wisdom of the serpent.
Beautiful.
That had to do with speed.
Wow.
One of the wisdom the serpent has is speed. Can I hear you say speed?
Speed.
Only 17 people said it.
Speed.
Let me hear the entire church resound the word speed.
Speed.
So if you and I are operating in 2021,
yes,
by the wisdom of the serpent, we are going to move with speed.
Hallelujah.
And Ghanaians generally are phlegmatics.
Mercy, you are,
we are slow Ghanaians. If you put a Ghanaian by a Nigerian,
hey,
it's like a night and day.
Yeah.
In Nigeria, if you are not skilled in jumping into what you call danfo, the danfo is the trotro. If you are not skilled in jumping into the danfo while it's still moving, you will get to work late. And even going to work late is a sign of slowness. By the time you get to work, you are late. Every day you get to work, you are late.
Yeah. Apologizing every day.
Every day you are late. It's a sign that Ghanaians, we don't have speed inside of us. We take our time. Bibia, we take our time. But this year, there is an anointing coming up.
Yes. I receive it.
And we are running with speed. That a place that we should get to in 1 year.
Yes.
By the speed of the, we can.
Man.
Somebody say speed. Say, brother, we look at speed in responding quickly.
Yeah.
If you are an artisan or whatever it is, you are asked for estimate. Estimate. You've come to look at the job. You are asked for estimate. You need speed in responding.
Speed.
Yes. Because as the person is calling you to come and paint or to come and tile, you are not the only one he has called.
Yeah.
There is no reasoning only one person to do any work.
At all.
You don't call only one painter. You don't call only one mason. You don't call only one tiler. You don't call anybody. So as you are called, know that three other, you need speed to respond. From when you leave the man's presence, you go straight to the shop, find out this, how much is it? By 6-7 hours, acha, you are calling the man back that here is the estimate. Somebody say speed.
Speed. Speed.
Are you in church?
Yes.
Speed to respond. Even if you are a girl and you have been proposed to, you like the guy already. Before the proposal came, you know you like the guy. You now, you are praying that, oh God, akoy manim bi na no na onkasa.
Very good.
Ah, what? Yeah, call back. Yeah, bought text message, free night call. Where me didi wo me fear? Me niya emo ne ei. Your friend is simple. No, X stew crowd there. If you're a lady, you are skilled in X stew. There's a question mark.
That is it.
Only X stew you can do. There's a question mark.
You are pretty good.
Yes. So we don't want X stew is for boys. Boys like that. Sharp. Don't we just organize the thing? No, we are okay. But if you're a girl, I almost say it said something, but I won't say it. Fire protocol will not allow me. Those are the back. I ain't. When we visit your house, I say we don't want egg stew. We want chicken in the stew, goat in the stew, whatever. Yeah, we can do it in our house. We can do it in our house. Oh, I'm spoiling the service. What? Combo. All the fish and the meat. You are the correct girl. We are a correct girl.
My God.
But the guy, I know you like him already. You were praying that he should propose. Then he has proposed. Then he said, "Me continue hamba." And at 2 weeks near, yeah, chill. 1 month near. Me, my wife, when I said I like you, she said, "So me too, I like you." Then no. She liked me already, Seth. Yes. With speed. Let me I did not connect it. Yes, back. In 3 months near, you say you are thinking about it. What are you thinking about? Somebody will pass by you right now. Somebody will smile to him right now. Yes. Speed. Respond quickly. Even to be a shepherd, you must respond quickly.
Yeah.
Say you want to finish school before you become a shepherd. You want to establish your business. Business, no, it hasn't founded its feet well. And I have to push the business well before I want to marry before I become. By the time you finish marrying, they will tell you only Sunday service you can go. You can't go to midweek, you can't attend all night. You say you want to marry before you be a shepherd. Yes.
You are preaching.
When the marriage happens, you will be told you can go. Evening service, you can't go. Because when I come back from work, I need food. Hot food. Steaming, the steam must be coming out. And I was supposed to say, "Whoa, I'm going for prayer meeting." So if you have to be a shepherd, if you ever will be a shepherd, it's now.
Yeah, now.
Tell your neighbor, it's now.
It's now.
Look another person in the face, it is now. Speed to respond.
Speed
to live. It says, increase your speed to leave quickly the world behind. Leave quickly the world. To live what you must live is important. Is someone in church?
Yes.
If you are at a workplace and you want to leave, if you decide that you want to leave, then leave quickly. If you have settled it in your heart that I'm leaving this job, then leave quickly. Because you are there, you don't know how to say it, because your boss, the way your boss likes you, he gives you lifts. You want to leave, but you don't know. You are playing dilly-dally. Is someone in church?
Yes.
Or you are in a relationship you want to break up. You want to break up this relationship. And you are still thinking about it. Because most people are in a relationship. I need a word for it. It's like a pity something. Or it's a payback. Huh? Because the guy, he helped you. He helped you to pay your rent. Or he helped you to pay your fees. So as you are in the relationship with him, you want to leave, but it's like when you leave, you look like you are ungrateful. You've not been very nice to him because he's giving money to you. So you are in the relationship, you are not happy. And you are there. And you want to leave. You really want to leave, and you are still there. Hey! There's a sister, when service closes, the first thing to do is take your phone and say, "Opana, Agbina. Agbina, it's over." I can see that you are not serious. And even me, I'm a serious girl, but you are not serious. It's over.
It's over.
Tell her, if you want your rent, give me 3 months, I'll bring it back to you. Even the shoe cry. But it is over. Yes. Because you'll be joking around this girl, and this boy, he'll be having sex with you. You'll be doing things. Pregnant. As it comes in, that you are locked up. You can't leave again.
You are preaching.
Is that a good sermon?
It's a powerful sermon.
Yes. If you are living, if you've settled it in your heart to live, then live now.
Yeah.
Don't waste time.
Live now.
Speed in starting something.
Yeah.
Yes. You want to go to school? Start. Go now. Go now. God, that those of us who left school at church 2012, 20 whatever, I don't know. It's asleep. You haven't taken time to awake the brain is asleep. So the more years you add to it, so I'll go next year, or I'll go 2 years ago, I'll go 3 years, before you realize you can't go to school again. If you are starting a business, when are you supposed to start it?
With speed.
I said, if you're about to start
now,
this year, new business added to your job. Oh, only 3 people received. Yes. I said, this year, let's add the last year you wanted to start, it didn't work. We are in 2021. You are going to play this phlegmatism before you realize you are celebrating your birthday in September.
Hey. You are pretty good.
And before you wake up from your birthday, we are doing crossover service for 20. Now, look at neighbor in the face and say, now, start it now. The business now. Start the school.
Yes.
Start the fasting now. Yes. I said, start the fast. Start the ministry. I feel the call of God, but Charlie, I think that I need to raise some money and do something before I come. Somebody must even come to the Bible school. You have to come to the Bible school. Come and see me. Say, Pastor, when I sleep, I see you in my dreams. And anybody who sees me in your dream, he said, when you see me in your dream, no, it's a sign that you must be a pastor.
You are pretty good.
If I appear in your dream, sign that what? Be a pastor. So, how many of you, watch, nobody will lift up your hand. How many of you have seen me in your dream before? You have seen me? Yes. Sir, have you seen me in your dream before? You must go to the Bible school. I will sign a check for you in Radinya Gopo.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But today, I want to start. I don't think I can finish. But I want to start to talk to you about the serpent being, where's my note? Masters of operating by their senses. Masters of operating by their senses. My time is even up. Are you guys enjoying the sound? Is it better than yesterday? Serpents are masters of operating by their senses. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. Oh, you mind me?
Preaching good.
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. And I want every Christian in the church to join me to read this verse. Hebrews 5, 14. Every Christian, every believer. Can we all read together? The ending part is important. Good. Right. Let's go. 1, 2, go. Full age. Yes. Strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to do what? To discern both good and evil. So, ladies and gentlemen, please listen to me. The world you and I are in has good and has evil. If you've been alive, even if you were born just yesterday, you would have discovered that good and evil and your path, everybody, I'm talking to you, your daily is programmed with good or evil. Or good and evil on a daily basis. When you wake up tomorrow of your day, when your neighbor smiles at you, it's good. When your wife does breakfast, evil available and both good and evil. Can I talk to somebody?
Talk to us.
I, the one I'm about to talk to. The problem is that not every good that looks good is good. Not every good, everything that looks good, and not everything that looks bad. So, we know of a saying that says that all that glitters is not gold. Do you know that? You see any mineral or any stone glittering or it's not proof. When you meet real gold, glittering, for sure. Other things also that glitter and sparkle, not gold. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Yeah. Then if you are into Shakespeare, you will know that Shakespeare said, there is no to find attraction on the face. In other words, person's facial expression to think that his heart is equal to his smile. The heart. David said that my own familiar friend with whom I ate meat, his heel in the same bowl. When he left my house, he went to publish the.
Pretty good.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
And not everything that looks bad is evil. Sometimes it has a bad front. It looks bad at the beginning. But if you push through, that is a room of, but it's the door. Can I talk to two people here?
Yes.
So if you are a person who will not be like the snake and exercise discernment and operate, because you see, using your senses or discernment is what makes you discover the true nature of anything, irrespective of how it looks. When you are using your senses, spiritual senses, or if you are operating by discernment, you are able to tell the true character, the true nature, or the identity of things or people, irrespective of how they look on the outside. Because you can be seen with your eyes, a smiling face. Your senses can discern hatred, even though the person is smiling. The absence of discernment is what will make you just operate by just your eyes. Yes, what people, what you see. One of the church members who have troubled my ministry are the people who call me daddy. Yes. There are people who call me Revo. Others call me Rev. Others just Rev. It's okay. But there are a group who call me daddy. Because when you call somebody daddy, you have lifted the relationship to a higher level. Yes. But if I follow the daddy callers, my heart will be smashed. In fact, my heart has been smashed many times by the daddy callers.
Mercy.
Yes. That's why if you will live your life only by the hearing of the physical ear, what people say with their mouth, and you live your life without using your senses, you are going to fall into a ditch one of these days. Don't follow I love. Because many times before a guy is waiting for you before he can fall in love. God, I love you is like a password into the heart of a girl. The most serious one is I want to marry you. Once you throw that card, I want to marry you, it means that the girl can lay down her guards. After all, we'll marry. So we can start the marriage before the marriage. Actually, many marriages started before the marriage. So as the couple stand, they say, oh, you may kiss the... I think it's my first time. This man, I've chewed the time. Hey! As the authority vested in me by the government and by the denomination of which I represent, I announce this couple from today as husband and wife in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Church, couple, it's time to salute the bride because he has been waiting for 2 years. Tell that I'm my Teresa. You think that's my first time? It's not my first time. Sure. Snakes use their tongues. Hey, is this a good word? Tongue. Tetrema. Tongue. Tongue. Not tongue. Thank you. Huh? Which school is that? Marley School. Marley School. Hey, Rabbi Jacob. Snakes use their, it's a tongues. Tongues, okay. To sense their environment. They have eyes. Snakes have eyes, but they don't use their eyes to see you. They don't see by their hand. They are sensory organs by their jaw. They use their jaw, they place their jaw on the floor. And if you are coming and you are walking, they detect movement by their jaw, not by their eyes. Because the organs, the sensory organs, pick the vibrations on the floor that somebody is coming.
Wow.
They don't even have ears. Snakes don't have ears. So they don't hear the typical sound. They have their own sensory organs inside of them that makes them know things. They don't operate by eyes and ears. Can I talk to three more people? It's time for us to go beyond our eyes, physical eyes and our physical ears. It's time to go beyond it. It's time to, I'll see you with my physical eyes, but something in me will know that you really love me. You are a genuine person.
You are preaching good.
Then I can see with my physical eyes that you are smiling at me, but something in me will know that no, you don't like me. Very important. Look at Jesus. Matthew 22:17. My time is up. And can never bomb word beer, but me it will say time in your home. Matthew 22:17. Tell us therefore. So a group of guys came to Jesus, right? Isn't them right? And they're asking him, tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? So this is just a harmless question. Oh, it's like somebody asking, coming to pastor, pastor, is it proper to pay tithe? Should we pay tithe or should we not pay tithe? Is it not a harmless question? Oh, are you in church? It's a harmless question. There's no whatever. Next verse. But Jesus perceived their wickedness. Actually, they are asking a harmless question, but there was wickedness in their heart. And Jesus heard the question, but his perception and sensory organs picked up wickedness in them. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Again, I ask you, if somebody asks you, paying tithe, pastor, to pay tithe or not, is it good or evil? Where is the wickedness? Where is it a problem? No. No. Where is the hypocrisy? He wants to be informed. He wants to know. So they're asking that, should we pay tax to Caesar or not? But I tell you, if you follow what people say, keke, what people tell you, keke, what your roommates tell you, keke, you can't pick up wickedness and hypocrisy. Discern when you're about to get a job. God, some of you here, God is going to bring you a job. That job will be a powerful job. But that may be where you start to sleep with somebody in that office. You've never done something before, but that office is where you start to sleep with somebody's wife. It's a good job. Because that job can make you travel. So we have a 6 weeks course, be somewhere. And when they choose the team, only three of you, you are the only male, two sisters. Then they put you all in a 5-star hotel. This is your room. This is their room. This is their room. Oh, my charger. I can't find my cuckoo. My charger. When she comes, and brazier and underskirt. Or a transparent nightgown. It's a nightgown. Nice nightgown, but you can see through. And you too, you are a guy, you like fair ties. And first, my wife is a dark girl, but powerful. Hey.
You are preaching good.
Yes. Hey. But it was a blessing. The job was a blessing.
Yeah.
But if you are like the serpent, you can discern, you can pick up something bad, even though it's looking good on the face. How many people am I talking to? God may bring you a job. It's not the job that you like. But it's just a test. Because at that job, the owner, the one who is employing you that job, has a cousin who has another job. But when you come into this lower job that you don't like, and he sees your hard work, he transfers you to his cousin. So there's this guy here. But this man, you have entered into a type of job that you're surprised about. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes. Speak to us.
Yes. Number two. Discern during your travels. Discern during travels. Should I travel? Let your senses be alive. That's why we pray. If you don't pray, your senses will be dead. You can't pick up anything. You just, let me, can I throw a verse before I continue? Can I pass a verse by? Okay. Let me pass a verse by. Proverbs 22:3. Let me just pass a verse by, then I continue. We are talking about discern your travels. Everybody must learn that beyond what you see with your eyes and beyond what you hear, something in you should pick up the hidden things. A prudent man seeth evil. Foresee. You can see evil ahead. And that's what? It's on the thing. And that's what? Okay, at this point, I think that I'm talking to about 30 people. Because all the others are asleep.
You are preaching good.
A prudent man does what? You foresee evil. And that's what? But the simple. He says, keke. And I said, when you are just going keke, you will be punished. You are just living every day. You wake up, you are just going. The simple person, you are just living normally. You don't wait to pick up anything. Pick up anything. You are just going keke. Said the simple person and are punished. Wake your neighbor up. Say, this is the part of the message that applies to you. Shake your neighbor and say, this part applies to you. Yeah. Say, I'm a prudent man.
I'm a prudent man.
You will not just be moving by heart. Yes. A prudent man foresee. And it's not your eyes we used to see. Oh, something will be talking inside of you. Don't travel. Last year we lost my nephew. Painful. Sunday morning I was dressing up to come to my mother called me. Said, "Oh, Chris is gone." I've not cried like that in a long time. Tears. I was standing in front of the mirror and tears soaked my eyes. We lost him. Because 3 weeks before then, his father traveled with him to Accra for a program. Keyboard Idol on City TV. They went back. 2 weeks before then, the father came again, traveled with him to Accra, came for the program. They went back. Nothing happened. This very week, they came again, as usual. As usual. When they came, finished the program, they are returning home. Ah. And the car toppled over. Only one human being died in the car, this boy. 13-year-old maestro on the keyboard. Maestro on the keyboard. He was gone. And I'm asking her, where are all the discerners? None of us could pick up that this week. Don't this trip. Samson said, I will go out against the Philistines today as usual, not knowing that the Lord had left him today. Yesterday when he was going, God was with him. 2 days ago, God was with him. Today, God was not there. He should have decided that I'm not going today. He made a mistake. He went. That was the day they plucked his eyes, bound him. That was the end of him. Because it's not business as usual every day. There must be a day when you wake up and something inside must pick up that no, it's not the usual today. Even sometimes going home, if you are driving, like you don't use the same road. That's why going that you read this thing and say, no, this is how I normally turn to the house, but today I'm going straight. I'm going to go the other way. If something new is not alive and you only operate by eyes and ears, you will be a symbol that will be passing on every day and be punished. Punished. Your travels. Should I go? I wish I can talk to you, but you are asleep. You are asleep. Should I go or shouldn't I go? This is not the time to make yourself a funeral contractor. Any funeral in your family, you are going. Any funeral in your family, and when you go for the funeral, you are not doing anything major. It's just to show your face that we have come. Every funeral, you have sat on the bus, you are going. Any wedding, my old schoolmate, we were a clan of sisters or a clan of brothers. The wedding is in Kumasi. Oh, if I don't go to her own, when it's my turn, she won't come. Until now, where? She came to my own, so I have to go to her own. If you wake up in the morning and your perception doesn't worry you, just go and be happy. Take pictures, put it on status. We'll be happy. We'll even ask you to send us some of the pictures. But so there are some days when you wake up, your senses must be alive. And tell her that, my dear Felicia, I really wanted to come, but I don't think I can make it today. Because when you woke up that day, the wisdom of the serpent came alive. You sensed in your spirit that, no, not this trip. Not this trip. That's how we pray. When we pray, we are sharpening our senses. When you don't pray, your senses are dead. You become a simple, always passing on and be punished. We pray to sharpen our senses. Number 3, discern in relationships. Discern in relationship. Discern in relationship. Discern. Let your senses be alive in relationships. There is nothing right written on anybody's forehead that this will be a wife beater. It's not on any forehead. Unless you are a discerner. You are there.
Pretty good.
Yes. You think he cares? You think he cares? You think he cares? You think he cares? He's now going to be tested about care. When we marry and it's 4 years down the line, 5 years down the line, and we haven't given birth, that's where I want to see whether you still care. When the baby hasn't come and it's 5 years in the marriage, I want to see whether you really care. You'll be surprised. That's the beginning of his cheating. Unless you can pick up something. Hey.
Hey,
are you in church?
Yes.
Not every neighbor is a neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not every neighbor. Share. Somebody has organized some drinks and things for my children. Hey, before they came to the house, they are already drinking the thing. took my cane. See, this is the last time. When somebody gives you something, you don't take it until you show it to daddy or show it to mommy. You don't eat on the road. Because not every neighbor is a neighbor. Hey. Especially a neighbor who attacked me for praying at night.
Hey.
Yes. When I moved to my new place, within 3 days, I had a visitation. People arrived, but they're Charlie, we have heard that you have come. And the way you have blessed in the night, you know, we cannot tell Charlie. Hey! And this neighbor is the one saying, hey, my children is giving them a... I said, I almost killed them. I almost killed them yesterday. Not every neighbor is a neighbor. Not every teacher is a teacher. In your school. In your child's school. Even in your school. Something must pick up something. Something must pick up something. Not every deal. Somebody walks into the bank with good money. Not every deal is a good deal. You can look at the money like that, but your discernment will pick up something that, no, this guy, he will run away with this deal. If your discernment is not alive, we will become the simple. We will be called the simple. And every day we'll just be living like that with the sight of our eyes and the inner, and we'll be punished consistently. Most of the most disrespectful wives, wicked wives, wicked. The husband has to go to negotiations and beggings to have sex. Yes. The husbands are beggars. Is that you have a beggar husband begging? You have to beg and negotiate, and you have to be nice for 1 week. But the day you offend small, no, your sex will be postponed by 3 more days. But when you see them on the outside, they are the nicer sisters. Girls in the...
You are pretty good.
Hello. Yes. Wicked. They can shoto to her, shoto. The husband is like, say, Shano. Sherabba. So, oh, pastor, no, you do fear. Now, I'm moaning, you need to say, elephant in tree, elephant is called what? Or snow. Gifts. Descend gifts. When somebody gives you a gift, hey, people have marital problems from their wedding gifts. Wedding gifts. Yes. Every wedding gift, if you might, when you're wedding, you have to sanctify the every single, whether it's from your mother or your father or auntie, once it's a gift, sanctify it. You'll be there. And just someone has given you walk clock, you don't pray very long. Then you take the, you put it in the center of your bedroom. Your bedroom walk clock is a wedding gift. Not only that, it's a monitoring spirit.
Monitoring spirit.
One lady came here, one evening service. She said, oh, things are not working for her. So we prayed for her. And I gave her oil. I said, when you get to the house, your house, anoint your entrance, then anoint the four corners of your room. She said, oh, thank you, pastor. Then she went home. That evening, she anointed her entrance, anointed the four corners of her room. Immediately she finished anointing, her mirror that she has been using to do pawns and whatever fell and smashed or cracked. What's the profano? Smashed or cracked. Shattered. Less than 2 minutes, she got a call on the phone from a strange number asking that, where did you go to? Because the mirror that she uses to do her face, no, it's a monitoring element. So that your wedding wall clock na ebo bedroom sano without sanctification. Oh, this is my shoe. You can take one. When you're fine now, who do not shame? That's why nothing is working, because the shoe has locked your feet. Gifts. You see, I'm saying that discernment makes you pick up things beyond the real thing. Discern gifts. Let me give you the last one, because time is up. Discern timing. Timing. Is it the right time? Is it the right time? Is it the right time to marry? You have to discern the time. Hold your neighbor by the... Okay, you can hold your neighbor. Just elbow your neighbor there. How many points do you have? How many points do you have? Because you slept along the line. I asked your neighbor, how many points do you have? Because I saw that you slept along the line. How many points do you have? My main check your points. Let's say, do say, check it. Check your neighbor's point. Discern the timing. The timing. Say, is it the right
time?
Is it the right time? Yeah. Sometimes some guys are bounced by girls who would have said yes to you because you proposed earlier, faster. You didn't discern the time. Wrong timing. There are some questions when you ask it, it's a good question, but the time you are asking the question, Enkuye. Yes. Yes. Hey! Your husband comes from the pressure and the stress from work. No, he now, the way he's been blasted as well, they need the topic you are bringing is a morning trip topic. It's the wrong time. It's the wrong time. Are you here?
Yes.
Oh, you're asking somebody for help. We have to discern the time. The person who said no to you in anything, could have said yes if you asked at the right time. Anybody we claim that is a stingy man on chat, yeah, there is a human being who says that this is my destiny helper. Yes. Yes. Anybody you call called by another human being her destiny helper. Wrong time. Yeah. My God will help us. Lift up your right hand. My time is up. Say, God, today, sharpen my your descent level.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this blessing on your children. Let them live today with eyes open in the spirit.
Yes.
Ears open in the spirit.
Amen.
Soul rejuvenated. Activated.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving.